Each component, each practice, each technique in Agnisara focuses on a specific area, a specific goal. And Uddiyana Bandha is the upward flying lock. You remember in the passage I read, Agnisara subsumes all of the practices, asana, pranayama, mudra, and bandha, and consequently has immense benefits that span all of those practices. Uddiyana Bandha, this upward flying lock, draws together in the energetics of downward action in the lower three chakras and upward and the movement upward. And it is really the only way to thoroughly stretch the respiratory diaphragm. So it creates it has an enormous impact on our diaphragmatic breathing and consequently the toning of the vagus nerve. Okay? So we went through some warm-ups to release the abdominal muscles, to understand the respiratory diaphragm. So this is a continuation. Now, the warm-ups we did primarily were on the floor with that. That's because gravity then is to our benefit. Here, when I'm standing up, it's requiring a little bit more skill. So if you find yourself struggling, go back to the floor. Refine that awareness, work with that, and then come back up. Okay? So here, once I stand in my Agnisara position, I am releasing the abdomen. It takes practice to be here and totally release the abdomen. And only when I can release the abdomen is when I can fully get into the respiratory diaphragm. I'd like to break Uddiyana Bandha down into eight parts. The eight parts start with the practice of Akunshana and Prasarana. Okay, I'm going to talk you through it real basically first. Start with the first being a squeezing of the abdominal muscles, just like Akunshana and Prasarana. See, all these practices that we've been doing are leading up to this. So you're going to squeeze the abdomen, exhale, step one. Step two, at the end of the exhale, hold the breath. In other words, don't inhale. Okay, you exhale all the way out and you stop the breath consciously. Step three, while you hold the breath, you release the abdominal muscles. That's going to take some practice. Step four, while the abdominal muscles stay relaxed, think about the throat, Jalandhara Bandha. While you close off the throat in Jalandhara Bandha, step five, now you're going to suck, draw the respiratory diaphragm up. As you draw the respiratory diaphragm up, it's going to bring the relaxed abdomen upward with it. And you're not inhaling, even though this idea of suck would denote that usually suck air in. This idea of suck is drawing, it's creating a vacuum and is lifting the abdominal cavity up into the bottom of the respiratory diaphragm. But because of Jalandhara Bandha, no air is being taken in. Now, you hold for as long as you comfortably can. If you hold too long, you'll gasp for air. So try not to do that more than once or twice. You'll learn how long makes sense for you. Then you're going to release the lift. So you lifted the respiratory diaphragm up. Step six is release the lift. Step seven, open the throat. And step eight will quickly follow inhale. Okay? So squeeze the abdomen, hold the breath. Relax the abdominal muscles, Jalandhara Bandha. Lift the diaphragm, suck the diaphragm up, release the diaphragm. Release the throat lock, Jalandhara Bandha. Inhale. That's the eight. Okay, here we go. Step one. And this is going to take a while for you. Akunshana Prasarana, in terms of, it may take, step one could take a while, the longest out of all of these. Inhale, release. And when I say take a while, I mean it could be the longest part of this. Exhale. Inhale. I'm just warming up a little bit here too. One more time. Now, at the end of the exhale, I'm going to hold my breath, so I'm going to have to stop talking. Okay, here we go again. Step one. Holding the breath now, step two. And seven and eight come very close to each other. Okay, now I'll do it again one more time. And release. Great. So figure out where in that sequence you have the most nuances, the most things to learn, and play with that. Just think about those eight steps, and then I'm not gonna break now, and you know, put up my fingers and show you where each of the steps are. I'm gonna just do the whole practice as I would naturally do it. Okay, here and it. Each of the steps, they start to go into each other and go more quickly. But hopefully you can see that each of the eight steps is important in the process. Do a couple more rounds. I'll exaggerate step number three because I think it's really important. And step number three is releasing the abdominal muscles. I think it's the biggest challenge that I notice that people have when they're working toward Uddiyana Bandha. Because Agnisara and Akunchana Prasarana and all the work we're doing through the abdomen requires abdominal strength. So shifting those muscles off can be the, you know, the part that requires the most focus. So I'll exaggerate that on this round now. Okay. And now I'll show how relaxing the abdomen can happen at the same time that I'm gently drawing the respiratory diaphragm up. Because if I shift my mind from the abdominal strength to the respiratory diaphragm, I'm letting the muscles of the abdomen go while I'm stretching the respiratory diaphragm. At the end of the practice, it's really wonderful to stand in mountain pose for a few moments. It's called upward flying lock because it lifts the respiratory diaphragm and stretches the respiratory diaphragm in such a masterful way. It has such a fantastic consequence on all the visceral organs because of its toning of the vagus nerve. Just pause and sense those benefits. And now next up, Nauli Kriya.